It's Brian Mazeronski. It's Joe Beamer. You know, it was something that we wanted to talk about, which we'll get to here, 803-0930 to join us on BMaz and Beamer. We will get to, but we keep being sidetracked by stuff. You have something. And then I just saw somebody texted in during the news with Lucas. We've ran the clip a couple times this morning. Somebody saying, was that the Oilers broadcast or a WWE promo? Because, you know, the guy's all excited.
Yeah.
He's counting down. They're making, well, here it is again.
3 seconds. He's going to have it blocked. This game.
Person texting in, is that a hockey game or a WWE? No, that's a hockey game. That's when people are excited about the hockey game. That's how it sounds.
Yes.
You know, we've just forgotten about it. So that no, that's how hockey sounds when the team is good and
their
things
fans
are happening.
Their fans are very excited. I saw one hell of a celebration over the weekend from an Edmonton game.
Yeah, but they're going crazy. I mean, that building's loud. It's cool to see. But yeah, that's what it sounds like when you're excited.
Yeah, no excitement in the Beamer house this morning. So I can.
But it was loud.
Oh, it was loud. So you know, I can be forgetful. And last night we went to my wife's grandparents' anniversary party, and it was very nice. 62 years, Brian. 62 years. I'm struggling to get to three. 62 years of marriage. Congratulations. And afterwards, you know, we come home. It's time for my son to go to bed. So I don't, you know, I'm in nicer clothes than I would want to put him to bed. So I quickly put some gym shorts on, a shirt on, whatever. My keys somewhere in the shuffle ended up in my son's bedroom. So this morning, I remember this, you know, I'm running about 20 minutes late already, and I remember this, so I think, ooh, I'll quietly walk into his bedroom after I've checked every room in the house out. I go in there and wake him up, and he starts crying, and you know, that wakes my wife up, and then my wife goes, "You're a mess all the time," is... You know, no, I love you. Have a good day. You're a mess all the time. Was the only words to this point between my wife and I.
Is that accurate?
I wouldn't say all the time. Like I made a mistake. Like I mean, I know people are going to say that I'm the one in the wrong here, but we all do it. It's unfortunate that the keys ended up in his room, but we all make mistakes. And you know, I mean, I've been woken up by our son, and I've gone there and put him back to sleep. I don't name call. I just, you know. 4 a.m, not the time, I think, to say stuff like that. I understand. Hey, you know, it was busy yesterday. I think that would have been the more appropriate response.
You know what you say? Go back to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, you know what? Go back to bed. Give it 5 minutes. Everyone will
be, let him cry himself back to sleep.
Everyone will be back asleep in 5 minutes. What's the big deal here?
Exactly. So apparently I'm a mess all the time, which, you know, I mean, I do have papers that look all crumpled up. Maybe she has a point. But
I leave stuff in the house. Last week there was a day I was in the car pulling out. Forgot something in the house, went back in. I don't leave it in the kids' rooms, but
yeah, I mean that was.
I have to go back in the house.
That was a mistake, okay? That was a mistake. It was busy. It was hectic. He was getting tired. He didn't take a good nap yesterday. All these things played into it. I mean, I think it's a lot. I think there's more.
Could have blamed it on him. Say, he took the keys out of my pocket.
Yeah. He was using my keys as a teether, yeah. And he fell asleep. I didn't know. But, yeah, so that was the start to my day. And then I come here and the board's not working. So, I mean,
yeah,
really great first hour of being awake.
It's a good thing you were here, though.
I guess.
It's a pretty good thing you made it. You needed those keys. Well, Joe, over the weekend, I was, my wife and I celebrated our anniversary, you know, a little later than our actual anniversary.
Right.
But we went out, spent a day and evening in Niagara Falls.
Beautiful.
Both sides of the border. Had a great time. You know, nice. Relaxing, quiet was the key word of it. You know, nice dinner.
Yeah.
It was quiet. We didn't have the dog whining in the background. We didn't have kids run, you know, doing their thing. Yeah, just quiet. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Just a little, some of that.
At the Hard Rock Cafe?
No. it was made sure that was not where we went for a nice, peaceful evening and time. But, you know, and then we enjoyed dinner. We went to walked across the border and, you know, we were walking across. I probably haven't done that since I was 20 years old or something like that. You know, it's been such a long time, but did that. Went up Clifton Hill, walked up and down. My wife said something hilarious, which was, oh, I forgot this is, you know, all uphill. And I go, well, it's called Clifton Hill. And got back, and I thought of you.
Ah.
Which normally is not a great thing to say when you're out with your wife celebrating your anniversary. But, no, I thought of you because you mention this all the time about Niagara Falls. And you always say the U.S. side stinks and the Canadian side has it all going on.
Yes.
And I, after having a lovely weekend evening in Niagara Falls, say disagree.
All right.
I think we have it now kind of perfect. Now
can
listen.
Can I just say, I have not been to either Niagara Falls since probably before the pandemic.
How long before the pandemic?
I mean, probably like leading up. Like it might have been 2020, but it was...
Yeah, it's not that much different. Okay. Somebody from the state parks would tell me like, oh, you're wrong, you know, about... But it's not like that much different. It's definitely different than 15 years ago, 10 right. years ago, maybe, with how nice it looks on the American side. But it is still, you know, low-key. It's more there for the falls.
Right.
You're there for the nature. It's got the big trail that runs all along the river, right up to the brink of the falls, and all the things that you can check out. I say disagree with that. Now, in saying this, like most people, I would say there is obviously some room in downtown Niagara Falls for some new form of development to capitalize on what you have, right? It does not need to be like the Canadian side of the falls, because this is what I saw walking around both the U.S. and Canadian side of the falls. Walking through in the evening on the U.S. side, we walked all the way down the shoreline trail up to the falls and, you know, all the way to the customs and where you walk across the Rainbow Bridge. And there were a ton of people just there to see Niagara Falls. Ton of people from all over the place here to see the falls. You go over to the Canadian side and there's a ton of people at Clifton Hill there to, you know, they're going out to eat, they're doing the putt-putt or eating ice cream or, you know, riding the Ferris wheel, whatever. Yeah.
I forgot about the Ferris wheel.
But there's like nobody there to see the falls.
You walked by the big rail and everything?
There's not really any big sort of crowd there for Niagara Falls.
That's because there's more to do away from the falls.
Right, but the whole point is the fall. Anyone can build a tchotchke attraction area with a bunch of stupid places. You know what I mean? Like, and again, no offense to either side. I think each side of the falls has its merits in what it's doing. But to be honest, you walk up and down Clifton Hill, what's there? It's just overpriced souvenir shops, ice cream stores, overpriced, you know, putt-putt. Here's the wax museum.
Is that Wendy still there?
I think
a lot
was.
When I was in college.
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah, you got a couple like fast food restaurants. Like, it's nothing, right? Like, it's nothing crazy or great. Or like some big attraction that it's all the same stuff that you'd see in any tourist town.
Now, I want to say this. I've walked the American side. I've had a lot of fun on the American side. I've never said that the American side sucks. I've said it compared to the Canadian side. And I will ask you this. What time were you on the Canadian side by the falls? Because I would say during the day, I don't know that place by the falls to be anything but just packed with people. You know what I mean? Right around the horseshoe, they got the buses and everything.
On the American side?
On the Canadian side.
On the Canadian, by the falls, not on Clifton Hill.
Not on Clifton Hill. By the falls during the day, I've never known that to just be where you could easily
walk. Well, maybe
walk
during
up.
The day. This was like in the evening. Yeah. There's still a ton of people on the American side there for the falls.
I think
even after the fireworks were going, still a bunch of people at the falls.
I think you said it perfectly, though. They do both have the thing they're good at. In the national, is it a national or state park? The park is nice, right? That you can get corn dogs there, which I have. It's nice. I do still stand by when you are driving. Say you're at the falls. I was with the falls, this was years ago, with family who didn't have their passport. They're not from New York, so they didn't have an enhanced license. And they couldn't get to the Canadian side. And they said, wow, there looks to be a lot going on over there.
Yeah, they got the big buildings and stuff.
Yeah, I just
there's Frankenstein holding a cheeseburger.
I do feel like by the eye, you're right. If you get to experience it, you actually get to experience the falls, right? And that's what it's all about, the falls.
It is. It's just nice being in the park.
With yes.
There's the big trail, you got the falls there, you have everything, the Cave of the Winds. They've got all that stuff going on. Again, there's probably room for some other stuff, but how much, what are you really going to put there that's going to compete with? Like, if you want to go
that's
to an arcade,
question.
Like, okay, you built, there is an arcade on there's, the American side.
I think there's more arcades in Niagara Falls, America than yeah. any other city in 2024.
Like, or like a movie theater, like whatever you're going to put there. You're still going to, well, if I'm here to, you know, do all that stuff, if I'm here to play putt-putt or do whatever, I'm going to walk over there because they have it all.
But that's my argument. Because if you're, we want, as Americans, I would say, and as Western New Yorkers, we would want people who are traveling to the falls. If you're making a week out of it, you want stuff like that. And I think that makes it more attractive to the long-term vacation that Niagara Falls, America, mm-hmm. wants to bring back.
Well, I mean, the argument would be you're going there, you're enjoying the falls, you're enjoying everything on the U.S. side, but you're spending your money on the Canadian
yeah,
side.
That's the problem.
Which is the problem. At the same time, like, I wouldn't want to change what's right by Niagara. Not that you would necessarily have to. I wouldn't want to change what we have at the falls on the American side to become more like that.
I completely agree with that. And there's a lot of space to do stuff that wouldn't even have to touch the park or touch what the falls experience is now. I mean, you still have half of a mall that closed two decades ago sitting empty in eyesight of the falls. I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot to do without having to disrupt that, because I agree. I wouldn't want to disrupt that at all. I think it's a beautiful way to see the falls. You've got Howard Simon there on the Mist. I mean, there's a lot of positives. Maybe I'm a little too harsh to the American side. I'm just saying, when you look over, I think that's what people think. But yeah, there's a lot of positives about the American side. And hey, when I have family in town, Brian, I take them to, mostly because they don't have their passport, to the American side.
What would you change over here? Does it need to be changed? 803-0930. Because I got to say, I went, had a great time. I don't think I would change much over at the American side of the falls. I think they work in concert with each other.
Right.
I mean, it's a great complement to each. You want to see Niagara Falls, you're here in America. If you want to, you know, go and do. And truth be told, we spent way more time over here on our side of the falls and doing stuff than we did at Clifton Hill.
And money.
And money, yes. Yeah. Because really, you go there, and I think there's a certain point where you kind of, it's a great place. I remember walking back, and we were both saying, like, oh, that would be, you know, a fun place to bring the kids.
The aquarium?
No, Clifton Hill.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Right, like, you got a little putt-putt.
Is Ripley still there?
You got Ripley's. You know, there's a few things to do with kids that would be fun. But for, you know, my wife and I, when we were just there, we walked up and down Clifton Hill. And it's just a bunch of people not looking where they're going. You're always being blocked by somebody walking on the side. It's overly crowded.
And overpriced. I mean, it is
overpriced. It's not like terribly expensive, but it's pricey.
Yeah.
There's not like a ton that you'd necessarily really want to do.
Yeah. Is the beer garden still there? Did you see that? That's I used to do karaoke there all the time.
Oh, yes, because yeah. I heard people doing karaoke.
I love that place. I wonder if the same guy is still hosting it. Probably not.
Well,
that was 15 years ago.
My wife didn't know it was karaoke. We were walking past, and you know, I was like, oh, I wonder where that karaoke is coming from. She's like, oh, that's karaoke. It's pretty good. And I'm like, eh. I don't know about that. I'm not too sure.
It's funny, like, I mean, I haven't been to Niagara Falls, USA for at least 4 years. I have not been to Niagara Falls, Canada, and I cannot remember how. I think, like you said, I mean, it was my early 20s. But, yeah, I think you get the best of both when you can go over the border. If I'm Rob Restaino, though, I want to keep that money here in America.
Sure.
In my city.
But, like, what can you build? Like,
I mean,
that's
also a great
the
question.
Brainstorming session that I want.
I am not Art Vandelay. I don't know what to design, but you're right.
Like, they've got a whole street there. Like, they have a whole district. So it's not like you're going to put one thing. You know, we talked for years about the Willenda. You know, there's going to be a Willenda experience.
Right.
You know, I think at one point it was like a Great Wolf Lodge type of thing that you'd put closer to the falls with, you know, Willenda exhibit or, you know, something like that. And that's great, but it's one thing.
Yeah. And they also have an indoor water park over at the Casino Niagara.
Yeah, from, listen, I don't know what it's like. I've never been there, but from the outside,
And you know, the
I'm not
thing,
going there.
I've never heard anyone talk about it. Everyone talks about going to Splash Lagoon a lot further away. I've never heard anyone talk about the
one. Well, you look at it, and I don't know. Is the water coming from the roof leaking? Like, that's what it kind of looks like. 803-0930 on the text board, a few people calling. I love this. Niagara Falls, Ontario has a Vegas-style nightscape look as opposed to a more tranquil appearance over here in the U.S. I don't know if Vegas is exactly how you would describe Clifton Hill.
Clifton Hill? There is a casino.
Vegas-style.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, yeah, more tranquil over here in the U.S. I guess, like, my big thing is, what's wrong with that?
No, again, there's nothing wrong with that, and I will say, I think there's a lot of good qualities to the American side, but I think when you hear the debate, Brian, it's people that want to keep the money here in New York State, but like you said, I don't know how you compete with what's already established.
And I wouldn't want Clifton Hill over here. Like, I think it would ruin the atmosphere, and I think that was shown by how many people I saw on either side who are actually there to look at Niagara Falls. If you wanted to look at Niagara Falls, everyone was over here.
But could you do something to compete with Clifton Hill without being Clifton Hill? That's the predicament that I think New York City, because you want to have a different experience. You know, hey, it's the same thing over here. No, you do want to have a different experience, and I agree with that. But can you do something to where after you walk over the falls, there's a plethora of things to do?
Is compete the wrong word, and maybe it's just to not go over?
Yeah. How do you stop people from going over?
Getting to waste enough time over here. Yeah. There's no time left to go over there. I think that's very possible. There's one thing that got me. There's like an ice cream stand right by the falls. This one thing, it's not like pointing at this specifically, but it kind of is. Why does everything need a name? Like, everything needs a cute name. Because I walked past it, and it's the Scoopery. And it's got like a little logo and everything, like it's the Scoopery.
Yeah, because now you know what that's called.
Why can't it just be ice cream? How much money was spent, was spent on coming up with a name and logo for the Scoopery? It's an ice cream stand.
Yeah, just ice cream.
If you put ice cream on the sign, I would know it's there. The Scoopery. Yeah,
because you got someone going by going, that's cute. Exactly. Someone going by going, that's cute.
I don't need it.
By the way, I do want to...
It's the only thing on the American side I've found fault with.
This texter has a great point. Is Rumors still on Clifton Hill? Did you pass Rumors Nightclub?
Couldn't say. No. Would I have noticed it if I...
It's been so long. I got kicked out of Rumors last time I was there.
Again, doesn't surprise me. And then you had to go back and you left your keys. We'll get to your calls and more when we come back. 803-0930, BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. Back here, Brian Masurowski, Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Talking about Niagara Falls, which, you know, for a lot of years, everybody kind of seems, I feel like it's been the general consensus. I know, Joe, you've spoken about this many times before, that the U.S. side, we've got a long way to go to catch up to what they're doing up there in Canada. I was just in Niagara Falls for a couple of days over the weekend. I have to say, I don't know if I agree. I think we got a great thing going on the American side. I think it's nice. It's quieter. It's a great view of the falls. You get right up next to it if you want to. Uncomfortably close if you want to.
Just stay on the right side of the bar.
And it has it going on. And if you want stuff blinging in your face and to play whack-a-mole, you can go to Canada. And I don't see there really being anything wrong with that.
I think you can make the American side better without being Clifton Hill. Like, I do think there's things to do. Number one, I think it's clean up. You know, there's one thing you don't notice on Clifton Hill. Now, if you venture off Clifton Hill, you will notice this. I don't want to get called out for it. But one thing you don't notice in the touristy part of Niagara Falls, Canada, are abandoned buildings. Again, I mentioned the Rainbow Factory Outlet. I mean, that is just an eyesore, and I do think that goes into account. I don't care what goes there, but the fact that I can see the falls from buildings that have probably not had a business in there since I was in middle school, I do think that's a bad look for Niagara Falls, America. Now, again, does that mean it has to be Clifton Hill? No, something, some kind of cleanup, some kind of business. And again, I do think the end game is, maybe not have whack-a-mole, but I do think the end game is, how do we get tourists to want to make a week out of Niagara Falls, America? All right, we've got a few days at the falls, maybe a day at the outlet mall. You want to keep, as not me, I mean, I don't care, it would be nice, but as Niagara Falls, New York, you want to be able to keep the money here. How do you do that? And again, I agree with you, without being flashy Clifton Hill, because there are people who want the quiet of the park, that want that experience. How do you kind of merge those together without ruining one?
803-0930. We'll go to Patrick in Hamburg. You're on WBEN. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. I believe that the USA side is very beautiful and natural, and we should play off of that natural setting by expanding on a massive scale with gardens from around the world. Japanese garden, English garden, Polynesian, German, African gardens, whatever, you name it, all with architectural elements that match the country the gardens represent. Now, this would attract people from around the world. They would be able to stay in small boutique hotels within those various themed gardens, and it would all have the waterfall area as their backdrop. You tie it into the trails that lead down to the water. Joe, Brian, the number of travelers who look to visit gardens specifically is huge, and they spend a lot of money to do so. They're usually retired people. We could create a one-of-a-kind experience. Nowhere else in the world could you have this done with the falls as the backdrop.
Patrick, excuse my ignorance because I couldn't keep a plant alive to save my own life. What do you do during the winter, or is this an entirely indoor experience that you're talking about?
Well, no. This is indoors and outdoors. Picture it. Let's say you're going to go and check into a hotel to stay there. You might go to the Japanese garden section of this gardens from around the world, and you would stay in a boutique hotel whose architecture is that of Japan with that unique roof line or whatnot. There would be things to do in the winter just as there are now, but I'm talking about taking away all the area which is rundown ghetto that currently surrounds the very beautiful natural setting that is already there. They do a great job within the park, but just on the other side, Joe mentioned the abandoned, a shopping center, whatever. Clear all that out and create these world-class style gardens from around the world where you would stay, and it would eliminate the blight and attract people, in my view, who would want to stay in these various gardens. The German garden would have a... Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting idea, Pat. We got to move on, but I appreciate the call. I mean, that's one way. And by the way, like, I also... How far out are we talking about here? Because right, this isn't necessarily about solving the city of Niagara Falls problems, right? Like, we're right. Talking about a general area. The area we're talking about on the Canadian side is all within a walkable distance.
Right.
You know, we're talking about a not that big a square footage area in Niagara Falls, right? We're not talking about the entire city.
No,
we're talking about around Niagara Falls. And it's like walkable surroundings,
right.
Not necessarily the entire city of Niagara Falls.
No, and that's why, like, I bring up the, now I'm forgetting the name of it again, but the old mall, right? That is in walking distance. I mean, again, you can see Canada from there. You can see the falls from there. Like, I agree with you. I think that is the area. I mean, again, what do you hope for? You hope that if you can build up the touristy area, that would then expand through the city, because, I mean, that's a whole nother show, Brian, to talk about the issues in the city of Niagara Falls. I do think we need some help at the American side in the touristy area. But again, I think you make a great point. I don't think you want to match Clifton Hill with Clifton Hill. I do think there's a way you can add those touristy things without taking away from the nice park that we have. And it is a nice experience, like I said.
We'll go north of the border. Ben, in Toronto, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, guys. As you mentioned, I live in Toronto. We're Canadians. I take my family to Niagara Falls probably 2-3 times a year. And we stay almost exclusively on the American side when we go. I know Niagara Falls, USA, gets a bad rap. Everybody over here thinks the Canadian side is better because there's more fun and brighter lights. But as far as natural beauty goes, I think the American side is far more spectacular, hands down. There's more access points to the falls themselves around Goat Island. You've got the Niagara River just rushing by. You can walk along there. And the hotels are just good. I mean, we save so much money when we come to the American side. It's great.
I like it, Ben. And right, the big flashing lights, like all that stuff, is not necessarily for everybody. And to be quite honest, I think it kind of gets old fast.
Yeah. What does make me sad when we drive around the city and you know, we see the old Nabisco plants and the neighborhood around there with boarded up houses and you know, the remnants of Love Canal. And I mean, you can see the remnants of a once proud city, you know, that was obviously thriving during the industrialization era. You know, obviously, that would take a turn, I think, if more people went over there and spent money. But, you know, as far as from a tourist standpoint, we love the U.S. side. There's just a lot of great places to enjoy the beauty of the falls. And what's going on with the turtle building? Any plans for that at all?
Oh, Ben, there's plans for everything. Will it happen is another idea. Thanks for the call. I cannot tell you how many. Remember the Wonder Falls? Remember that? No? Anybody? No. Anybody? I remember Governor Cuomo. He was very excited about it. And, you know, many more people. There's been plans for a million different rehab projects that have never come to fruition. I've been to so many big, huge press conferences about what's going to happen. Not even building things. I remember being at the big, huge event of shutting off the falls to do some repair work to some of the infrastructure around there. That never ended up happening or going any further. So any talk about that? There's always talk about the Willenda idea. You know, what's there from the Willenda idea? I think it's a plaque on a rock. And that's about it. There's room for growth. I'm not saying there's not room for improvement or to further capitalize on something maybe a little bit further away from the falls. But I love the American side. I love what it has going on. Like the last caller said, I think there's a lot of people who would prefer the experience on the American side to, I mean, again, the experience on the Canadian side is, you could get that in Topeka, right? Like it has nothing to do with Niagara Falls.
No,
right? It's just it's a commercialized hill, like that.
Like most touristy places are.
Yeah, like that's fun. Like that's cool for a little bit for a certain amount of people, but that's not why you go to Niagara Falls.
No, but they can coexist.
They can coexist.
And I think that's the frustration people have is because
I'm just sick of the slander of the American side of the falls.
I think what people are upset of are the fact that there was a time when the American falls were the better attraction all around, Brian, than the Canadian side. And I think people get upset that it does seem like Canada is able to benefit. Again, it might not be your thing, and that's fine. But I do believe they can coexist. I believe America can keep the part they have now and improve the experience for those who are visiting from out of town so you don't feel like you have to go to Canada to fill your trip. Nothing against Canada, right? Canada's been great. I love you guys. But, I mean, there is a time where you say, hey, I don't want those dollars walking over to Planet Hollywood, which isn't even in there yet, Joe. That's a bad joke. You want to keep it here in America. And I do think there's a way for those to coexist. Brian, here's the funny part about it. I don't think it'll ever change. Like, I think what you see now in America is what we're going to see 30, 40 years from now. And what you have in Canada will probably just continue to be the lights and stuff. And yeah, it will be more about I'm going to Ripley's, believe it or not, not I'm going to see the falls.
A couple of texts in that I think are pretty interesting. One is just a comment that I would have expected. Sure, forget about the 33. Put $1 billion into Niagara Falls. I mean, in all honesty, though.
Yeah.
Where would it make a bigger difference? What's going to happen because of this 33 project versus what would happen
you put $1 million?
Some sort of $1 billion one-shot project in Niagara Falls? I don't know the answer, but it's a good question. And then there's a couple texts back-to-back that come in. One saying something that I've heard a lot of people over the years say, the U.S. side, it's never going to have the view that Canada does. And then somebody else texting in that they were a tour guide at Niagara Falls, and they would be embarrassed to take tourists over to the U.S. side. It wasn't kept well. The Canadian side was beautifully landscaped, but there's been so many improvements over the last 10 or so years on the U.S. side to the landscaping that they would argue that the U.S. side, hey, might have something on it. I'd agree with those improvements. And on the view of the falls, like to physically actually see Niagara Falls in its entirety, yes, I guess because you're directly across from it, in Canada, you have that view.
Right.
You don't get a better view of Niagara Falls than being right next to it on the American side of the falls.
The American Falls. Yeah.
Like that is Niagara Falls, you know, that is actual Niagara Falls. You're right next to it. That's the best view. Like I don't think the best view is on the Canadian side where you're looking at it from a distance. I think the best view is on the American side when you're right there and you can, you know, feel the water spraying you in the face. And then if you want to get even closer, go down the May of the Mist, go to the Cave of the Winds or anything like that. You can do so.
Yes, go see Howard.
But I like this, you know, text message that came in saying, hey, they've done a lot. They also say they'd avoid Clifton Hill like the plague. and they made a lot of improvements over here to the U.S. side. And I think that might be why, because I do remember like being over maybe 15 years ago, being on the American side of the falls and there being like a rickety, like wood and wire fence, you know, somewhere, nothing lit up, just anything. Now with the trails and the different pathways and everything's made to look a little bit nicer, I think it is a lot different.
Where's the third waterfall? It says Niagara Falls is a group of three waterfalls. I only know two.
There's Niagara Falls, the Horseshoe Falls, and then is it the Bridal Veil Falls? Is that the side? It would be on the other side. Is that on the other side of Goat Island? I'm trying to picture it in my head.
I've never
from
seen
up
that
top.
One. I've never seen
you've
that one.
Definitely seen it.
Have I? Okay.
Yes. There's no way you, if you've done all the things. Have you done all the things?
I've done all the things.
You've seen it.
Okay.
You just don't remember it.
That surprised me. There's three waterfalls.
That's like when people go like, well, actually, that's Niagara Falls, and that's the Horseshoe Falls. Okay, buddy.
Well, actually, that was a tourist guy's job.
The plural is Canada geese. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Where does Niagara Falls Maid of the Mist guy rank, which I should know who it is because I swear we've talked to him before. We've had him on the show.
When they opened, right?
No, the voice on the Maid of the Mist recording.
Not sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Niagara Falls. I forget who it is, and that's, I should be ashamed of myself. Where does that rank on, like, iconic Western New York voices?
I mean, I can hear it as soon as you said it, but I can't name it.
I can't name it, but you know the voice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you need to know the name to be an iconic voice in Western New York.
No, if you say Maid of the Mist voice, I'm hearing it right now.
You can hear it in your head right now.
Yeah.
Lasertron guy.
Oh, yes.
We were at Lasertron the other week. And that voice, we were at the, they opened up, it's like an axe throwing arm. And they play an instructional video. And the voice starts, and I go, it's the same guy.
Well, they had to, of course.
It's the same voice. Well, I wouldn't know. I thought that was just some, you know, one time recording. It must not be because it's still the voice of everything. That's an iconic voice.
Lasertron
instruction video guy.
I have to say, I think the airport voice guy. The guy who talks about, if you have any sharp objects, make sure you remove them before TS. You know, he gives the instruction as you're walking around. Welcome to Buffalo Niagara International Airport. That's a voice. I know immediately. I can hear it in my head right now. They also have two voices, so maybe that's not a good one, because they also have a female voice.
Isn't that like the same thing everywhere? They all speak with the same tone.
Yeah, it all sounds like the
yeah.
Remember the old
travel voice? I don't know if that's
travel voice.
I don't know if I could pick out ours over any other airport, train station, you name it.
Maybe not. That's just a voice that popped in my head when you said voices.
Could you picture if I said the Metro Rail station? Could you hear the voice in your head? I don't know if I could.
No, in the train, it's just the conductor.
It is. Every time?
It's not
a recording?
No, maybe they've changed it. It used to be the conductor. Now entering the free fare zone.
Lasertron made of the mist.
Yeah, I would agree with those.
And I don't know if there's anything else, than like your, play-by-play people and like all the voices you associate with certain things. But
there's voices we hear every day that we're just not thinking of, right? I mean,
is there?
Maybe they're not iconic, but...
And it has to be Western New York.
Yeah.
Like the crosswalk. Wait. Wait. That doesn't count.
No.
That's because that's
not
everywhere.
Exclusive to Western New York?
I don't think so. I think that's everywhere. That's not a Western New York native they brought to the sound studio to record the crosswalk.
Can you say wait, please?
I don't think it is.
You ever been to a town that's like just so old, laid back? And, like, they still have the old school button, no noise, no bing, bing. Like, nothing's been updated. There's kind of a nice feel to it. Like, this a town that's been stuck in the 90s.
Oh, I'm sure there's...
With walk, don't walk, there's no picture, there's no hand.
They had that in the 90s.
Not where I was. We had walk and don't walk. We didn't have images.
You're telling me the images are like a turn of the century thing, were not used before.
Maybe it's just a big city thing. Because in Hornell, we had walk and don't walk.
Well, I remember walk and don't walk. Yeah. And now that you're saying it, I don't really see walk and don't walk anymore.
No, but if you go to like a small town where they don't update anything, you'll still have it.
But the pictures, is that new?
It was newer to me. Like that was a 2000s thing.
I think they both coexisted.
Maybe. But walk, don't walk, it looks older. You know what I mean? Like, it has an older look about it. Maybe it's just me.
I gotta say that one's out of left field. I haven't really thought about the walk.
Are you surprised I'm coming out of something, doing something out of left field?
No. I don't really recall that one there. Well, we got a full great day coming up. We got David coming up next, and then Tom Bowerly and the news with Lucas right in between us and David here on WBEN. And we'll both be back here tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Bright and early, and everything will be working.
Hopefully.
Joe will remember his keys.
By the way, my wife reminded me the keys were not in my son's room at the end of the day. So maybe I am more of a mess than I'm leading on to believe.
Wait, so you broke into the room. You rummaged through. I got to be fair to my wife here.
I rummaged through the room, woke her up. The keys were in the laundry room the whole time.
That's an important fact to omit.
I may have been purposely forgetting that one.
Jeez.
Yeah, the keys were in the laundry room. Not in his room, so I woke everybody up for no reason. So maybe she has a point.
Well, we'll be back if Joe remembers tomorrow, right here on WBEN.